Hanukkah, Tavshin Ayin Tes. Hanukkah, Hachana Ledoros. Hanukkah as a preparation for the future generations, both through the medium of Hodah, of praise to Hashem, to admission to everything we owe Him, everything He's done for us, and via Torah Shebaal Peh. The Shir should be Leila Nishmas. My uncle of Hashem, Shal Yitzchak ben Benzina Levi. This is your take tonight. Last year we talked about the idea of how the Shulti Giborim in Shabbos brings a remez, brings a hint, as it were, to the to Hanukkah from the Pesukim Utvach Tevach V'Hachein, that which Yosef said to his household, that they should prepare a banquet, a suda, for his brothers, including Binyamin now, and Parshas Miketz. Of course, the brothers didn't realize it was Yosef. Yosef, of course, realized who they were. And the Shulti Giborim says, Tvach Tevach, the last ches, and Tevach V'Hachein spells Hanukkah. That's the remez, as it were, to Hanukkah. And it's not really what we talked about yesterday was that the beginning of this gathering, as it were, albeit that not all the parties were aware exactly what was taking place, but this gathering together was the beginning of the process of reconciliation to one degree or another. That they're sitting together, and that they're having a suda together. Once again, the brothers didn't realize what was going on. Yosef realized it. And this is the beginning of the repair to the damage that was done to Klal Yisrael through the differences, the enmity, the kinna, the sinna, the diba that transpired between Yosef and the other brothers. In that sense, it becomes a hachana for the geula. Just as the Yimri Emes says, just as Mitzrayim, Golos Mitzrayim, is hachana for all the golios, so Hanukkah is hachana ala asid. It's a preparation for the asid, for the restoration of the relationship between Yosef and his Achim, the concept of Mashiach ben Yosef being a prologue to Mashiach ben David coming, etc. And then we go back to what we discussed. We discussed the last time. Exactly, what is the hachana of Hanukkah for the future? How are we making? So it could be the sudos. We do have sudos. We say it's the time of the Chanukas HaMishkan. And the sudos that we have on Hanukkah, albeit that they're not the same sort of chiyuv like we have on Purim, but perhaps it's linked to this idea, the idea of gathering together, divrei shiros v'tishbachos, divrei Torah, the camaraderie, etc. Perhaps. But I'd like to take a little bit a step further. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Ayin Vav, Yud Aleph, Ki chamas adam todeka, sheiris chemos tachzvor. So Ben Yonah, in the Shar Avi, Osir Beis, says, Ki chamas adam todeka, when a person is mekabel, he's modeh, he admits, after he's received a healthy serving, as it were, of suffering, Chamas Adam Lechema, that a person receives Todeka, he admits that he justifies Hashem's din upon him. She'eris Chamos Chemos Tachagor. The remainder, or perhaps that portion of Yisroel that's meant to come to him, Tachgor, in other words, the sword, will be put back into the Nadan, will be put back into the scabbard. It will be, as it were, fastened in its place in the scabbard around the waist, and no longer taken out to actually do any harm. In other words, by accepting, being Mekabel Ba'avo, an amount of Yisurim, a person is working prevents, says Rabbeinu Yonah, from any further Yisurim taking place. The Bnei Yisachar takes this a step further, and he brings from the Chidah, which is an amazing thing. He says, on the idea of why they were misakin Hodah B'dafka in Chanukah, so he brings in the name of the Chidah, you hear this? In other words, what Rabbeinu Yonah said with regard to being the Kabbal, the Surim, so what the Bnei Yisachar brings from Chidah, right, this Chazal, or his understanding of Chazal, I guess that it's a Kal v'chomer, if being the Kabbal, the Surim can do that, then the Midah Tova Kadosh Baruch Hu certainly is all the more so true than being Modeh to Hashem, giving Hodah to Hashem on the Disim, on the Chasadim that Hashem has done for us. This also, perhaps Kal v'chomer, this can prevent a person from receiving any further Yisurim, any Yisurim. And they want to attach it to this Pasuk. Ki Chamas Adam Todeka. Interesting. The way they understand it is when Kadosh Baruch Hu saves a person from chema, humodelo, ki chemas adam, from when the chema, not that it actually took place. Again, this is not the way Rabbeinu Yonah understands it, but it's understandable definitely from the chidah. When Kadosh Baruch Hu saves a person from chema and the person is moded to him. So once again, right? So she'eris, the remainder of chemos tachagor, they'll be held back. He wants to say it's the chagor over here is the lashon of chagiras hatziporin. And that's when, like, the finger gets caught on something, it holds back the serum from coming. Says the Bnei Yisachar, v'zeh pirashnu birch zodah. He says, this is the way we understood the bracha of Hodah in Shemone Esrei. We say, Modim anachnu lach, anisecha, anifosecha, we give Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and remember all the nisim he's done for us, and niflos, the wondrous things that are taking place to us personally, and niflosecha, tovosecha, those things that are hidden from us, those things which we see to our eyes, our flesh and blood eyes, al kulam yisvarach yisromam shimcha makenu. And he concludes, V'chol ha'chaim medu chasela v'yhalu ish m'chove mes. Hakel Yeshua seinu v'ezru seinu sela. By our being modeh, modim, etc. Nisecha, nitzvosecha, tovosecha. The result is, al yidei zeh Yeshua seinu v'ezru seinu sela. You always will save us. You always will aid us. And, right? In other words, through the Hodah on that which you've done for us, you will save us from any further tzaras. You will be Moshias. He says, and that is also the idea that they were misaking Dafka Chanukah on the principle of Hodah. Right? Chanukah, which is a sofa nisim to misaken Hodah. Why? They came to Yitzolum in Golos Yavan, Vevinu Shehim Korbu Yemei Apkuda Golos Ha'aruch Golos Edom. Since with the success that Kadosh Baruch Hu performed for them, saved them, did nisim for them, aided them during Golos Yavam, And they knew this was only a prologue to Golas Edom, which would be much, much longer. They had to misaken a healthy dose of Hodah to close what do you call the Malchus of Yavon in preparations that it should stand us in good stead and save us from the Tsaras during Golas Edom. What we need is Yeshua every day. And when he closes the Bnei Sasser closes with the idea that the word Hodah is Gematria Ekya. Just as Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ekya, or Ekyesh, or Ekya, right? That he will be with us. The way we are with him is the way he will be with us. And that's the secret of Hodah, causes Hashem to be with us in a way that spares us from what we call many of the tzaras that could have befallen us. Interesting. That's in the world of Hodah. So Hodah is the motif of Hanukkah as a prologue to Hanukkah giving us the storage batteries to survive the Golus of Edom, the long Golus of Edom. Now let's look at a different pond, a different face. Rashi asks the question, Lama Nisbecha Parshas HaMenorah? And brings from Chazal. Lama Nisbecha Parshas HaMenorah, the Parshas HaNesim. In other words, in Parshas Baalosha, the closure of Parshas Naso is the story of the Chanukah Mizbeach performed by the Nesim. They brought the covered wagons. They brought their korbanos, etc. And Chazal asked, "Lama nisbecha parshas haMenorah leParshas Nesim?" The beginning of Parshas Baalosha starts with the story of the menorah. And the menorah makes its appearance in other places. In Parshas we call it Truma. Parshas Emor. Why over here again? So he says, "Lama nisbecha parshas haMenorah leParshas Nesim lefi shekeshara Aaron." Chanukas and Nesim, and Aaron saw the Chanukas and Nesim, Chol Sha'az Daito, Shalohai Yimon Bechanukah. As it were, his self concept was shaken, because he wasn't involved in the inaugural process of the Mizbeach. Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Amalah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chayecha She'elcha Gedol Mishalahem, your chelek greater than their chelek. Because you will light and clean out the cups of the Neros. Ramban, among others, asked the question, what's so special about the menorah? What's so special about the menorah? I mean, all the kabbonis that Aaron brought, etc. The Ramban speaks at length. And therefore, the Ramban says that the remes to Baalosha, which is meant to be an achama, which is meant to be a consolation to Aaron, is not referring to the standard menorah, rather to the actions of Beis Hashonai, the Kohanim Gedolim, the descendants of Aaron, who were the agents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nisim, during Hanukkah time. And that's the menorah that's being spoken about. They're having relit the menorah inside the Beis HaMikdash, rekindled it, and cleansed it, cleanse the mikdash, cleanse the mizbeach, etc. That's the way the Rabban understands it. But how should we understand Rashi? How should we answer Rashi? So the truth is, the lighting of the menorah itself was very unique. Now, Rashi himself talks about it in Parshas Baalosha, the Ne'er Maravi is a symbol of the Shechina Shorah in Israel. Because right? After all, the Ne'er Maravi, let's assume just for argument's sake, even though it's a discussion, this is when the Ne'er Maravi, the menorah is north to south, and the Ne'er Maravi is the central one. Again, this is a point of discussion, but we're not going to get on that now. And the Ne'er Maravi received the same amount of oil as all the other cups, and yet it burned from the night until the following night. Even though the other cups, the oil, which it had the same amount of oil, was sufficient only until the morning. in the morning he was out, but the Amarava stayed lit miraculously. To show the Shechina Shor B'Yisrael, which is a terminology used in the Gemara in Shabbos. And the Gemara asks over there, you know, what's so special about the menorah of Achila Oru Tzarich? Does Hashem need light? After all, right, Kosh Baruch Hu lit the fire, the pillar of fire by which the Jewish people walked for 40 years in the Midbar. Achila Oru Tzarich? Strange for his question, because does Hashem need the light? I mean, you could just say Hashem makes the sun come up. We don't have to talk about the pillar of fire. So Tosis actually asked there anywhere on Shabbos. The whole discussion of the Gemara seems a little odd. Does he need the light? He doesn't need the light. Tosis shor the Shekhinah shor b'Yisrael. And again, the Tosis recall makes the point that you don't need to talk about a pillar of fire traveling with him for 40 years. You could say that Hashem causes light to be in the world. He obviously doesn't need any light. Tzfasemesh really answers this question. He says, the question never was, does Hashem need a light? Of course not. And not even that does the Makom HaMikdash, does the Mishkan need the kavod of having light there? Not that Hashem physically, God forbid, needs the light. It means mitzvah the kavod, that's not the issue. If we want to show that the Shechina resides in the midst of the Jewish people, so you wouldn't necessarily see it by the sun, but you would see it by the pillar of fire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to escort the Jewish people for 40 years. The point of the menorah is, says the Tzfasemes, is that you see in the action of a person of flesh and blood, you see in the action of a person of flesh and blood, the Shekhinah resides. And there's this Ner Maravi, just like all the other Neros, but the Ner Maravi was lit by a Kohen, who was a person of flesh and blood. This is not a pillar of fire that appears from heaven. This is a wick in a menorah filled with oil, lit by a Kohen. And that itself generated the Shekhinah's presence in the Jewish people. That's the godless of the menorah. So if Rashi would say the juxtapositioning of Parshas Mahaloso to the inaugural process of the Mizbeach is to show that the Jewish people can generate Shekhinah in their midst. Right? The Jewish people can generate Shekhinah in their midst. When the Ramban talks about Hanukkah, this is also true. The wondrous act of Hanukkah, the Nisim, that were done for the Jewish people because they were Bedavka, they were Moser Nefesh, in order to keep the Torah, not to fall, not to succumb to the temptations and the pressures of the Greeks. So really, it actually could be almost two sides of the same coin. Right? This is the Lashon of Ramban. The Lashon Zeh Mitzasiyah, the Megillah Sitorim L'Rabbeinu Nisim. Shehiz Kir Ha'agoda Hazo V'Omar Re'isi B'Medrash Kevin Shekrivu Shneimas HaShvatim. 12 tribes brought in the end of Parshas Naso, the inaugural korbanos for the mizbeach. The lehikriv shevet Levi, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Daber El Aharon V'Amar Teilav, Yesh Chanukah Acheres, Sheish Bahadlokas Neiros. Fear not, there is another Chanukah, there is another inaugural process which will entail the lighting of Neiros. Ani Oseh Bali Yisrael, Ayedei Banecha Nisim. Once again, so it's interesting. I think both Rashi and the Ramban are hinting to the same idea. The idea, Rashi says, the Ner Maravi in general is indicative of the fact that Nisim can be generated by the Jewish people. The Shekhinah will rest upon the actions of the Jews themselves, and not, as it were, a unilateral act on the part of the Creator, but rather, through our actions, we bring the Shekhinah to our midst. And it's symbolically meant to show that that's something which is always is true. The Ramban says there's a case in hand of that, of lighting of Neros, that which remains with us for generations, not just in the time of the Mishkan or the Mikdash, but even afterwards, which shows, as he says in this terminology, Al Yedei Banecha Nisim Uchua V'Chanukah Shekruya Al Shmam V'Chanukah Beis Hashemayim. So the difference between Ramban and Rashi is not all that different, just that Rashi chose a mitzvah that showed in the Mikdash and the Mishkan that the divine presence resides in the midst of the Jewish people through the actions, through our actions, Again, once again, not through a unilateral act on the part of the Borei Olam. And the Ramban chooses one which remains with us throughout the ages, that of Chanukah. Let's go a step further, though, with regards to the menorah. The Netziv says in Shmos Zayin Chof, he talks about the difference between the menorah and the Orum. There were two kelim, right? Two vessels in the Mishkan and the Mikdash, which showed the unique kesher between the Jewish people and their Torah. The Aron and the menorah. The Aron was the symbol with the lukos inside, with the kruvim, with the word of Hashem, the words of Nebuah coming down to the world between the Shnei Kruvim and then exiting, going out to Moshe Rabbeinu, etc. They were indicative of the world of Torah Bechsav. Whereas the menorah is indicative of the world of Torah Baal Peh. Once again, it makes sense. That fits in with that which we said before. That in the lighting of the menorah was the Ner Maravi, which showed that in the actions of a person the divine presence came. And that's the way Torah Baal Peh works. Through our limud, we originate Torah, we reveal Torah. It's not the world of Nevuah, it's not the world of Torah Shabbat, it's the world of Torah Baal Peh. Brings down over there the Tarfim whenever he heard a chiddush. It was particularly beautiful in his eyes, and to the sound of his ears. He would always say, Kaftor Aferach, those two adornments of the menorah, because that is the godless, the beauty, the adornments of the menorah, an appropriate terminology, on how to, what he called it, how to reflect upon the beauty of a piece of Divrei Torah. It says in the Tzitz, Valkein, the Vayasheni, Shrobi Yeshivos, Vemido Talmidim Harbe, Lahavayas, Dabai Varava, Shua Talmud, Mishivachim, Yischazik Korcha Menorah, Aide Nes Techanukah. Once again, we see over here that Dafka during Vayasheni was the time that saw the closure of Nevuah, the destruction of the first base of Midrash, the Nevuah, the concept of Nevuah came to a closure. Those Nevi'im who continued to prophesy afterwards, only those who had started prophesying before. Nevuah comes to a close. The Eitz Hara for Avodah Zarah, which is the counterbalance in the negative side, is removed. In its place, instead, we have Kfira. Right? No longer idolatry, but the concept of disbelief altogether. An atheistic belief. A belief that God is not involved in the world. And the rise of the primacy of Torah Baal Peh. So it makes sense, right? Hakeim b'vayasheni sh'rabba yeshivos v'amidu talmidim v'vayasheni. When the primacy of Torah Baal Peh comes to the fore, in the Chachamim, in the place of the Nevi'im, take the primary role of leading the Jewish people. Dafka then, Shemachin Yischazek Koach HaMenorah Aydei Neis Chanukah. The Koach HaMenorah, as it were, gives the booster to this Rebuah of Torah Shabbat, which will guide us to the end of days. In a negative sense, if you could say it, in the Kinos and Tisha B'Av, when the Roman oppressors cut off the head of Shimon ben Gamliel, Shmuel Kohen Gadol cradles his head in his lap and he calls it a menorah, Tahora, the holy menorah. Shmuel Gadol was the head of the Sanhedrin. He was the leader of the Jewish people, the Torah Baal Peh leader of the Jewish people. He's the menorah, Tahora. So as we look at this, Chanukah becomes both of the Takana of the Hodos of the Halel, Hodom, which gives us divine protection from some of the Yisurim, some of the Gzeros that we have to undergo during the long, long Golos, the Malchus Haraviz, and the Torah Baal Peh, which is symbolized in the menorah. This also gives us the backbone to be able to survive the Malchus Haraviz. It's interesting. It's interesting that now Nisim we say v'dliku neros b'chatzos kodshecha. They lit neros b'chatzos kodshecha. And the Farshim asked the question, why say b'chatzos kodshecha? They lit the neros b'chatzos kodshecha. They wrote them, lit them in the heichal. We're talking about what took place in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, I should say. The heichal, the chatzir is the outside. That would be the azara. Not lighting menorahs over there. Not lighting the menorah there. The menorah is inside the heichal. Inside the kodesh. But I dare saying that the goal was that by their lighting the menorah inside the heichal, the light was meant to spread, right, to the rest of the world. Homiletically, as it were, they may not have placed the menorahs, the chatzos kodshecha, even though the maisa, lahalach and hilchas, we call Chanukah, so we do place a menorah at the entrance of the chatzir. The idea being, though, is that the light, the eternal light of the Torah, should, as it were, broadcast, should spread to the outside. Should spread to the outside, to the, as it were, the courtyards of the world of Kedusha. The world of Kedusha, which is deep, deep inside, that light should spread to the outside, just as we find in the Beis HaMikdash, that the windows were shkufos, right? Ptumos, tumim, right? That the windows were wide on the outside and narrow on the inside. Now, if you want the light to come in from the outside, and as were to diffuse over a larger area, you should have made it narrow on the outside and wide on the inside, but it was reverse. Because the goal is that the light that was internal to the mikdash is meant to spread to the outside. So perhaps also that's part of the idea over here. And that the light of the Torah, the light of Torah Shabbat Pem, the light of the menorah, homiletically, once again, is meant to spread l'chatos kodshecha, to the courtyards of Kedusha, the courtyards of their natural home, the outside world. Seeing that Hanukkah is associated with both Hodah, as we saw before, for the B'nai Yisachar, for the Ibri Emes, and so too also Hanukkah is associated with Torah Shabbat Peh. Those two kochos, as it were, become representative of how Hanukkah is the worm, shores us up, gives us strength, gives us light, gives us guidance, gives us a pattern to follow in both Hodah and Hallel, and in struggling to understand and to reveal more of Torah Shabbat Peh to ourselves and to broadcast light for the Jewish people and for the world at large. If perhaps I could tie these two things together. The concept of being thankful for what we have. I'm not being preachy here. I mean, I probably could talk to myself more than I should talk to others. But I think it's very true. The concept of being thankful for what we have, the concept of hodah. And that's what the B'nai Yisrael said, that Chamas Adam Todeka, Sheiris Chemos, Sheiris Chemos, Tachgor, that concept is really easier said than done. We take so much for granted. Like the Chovas Halavos talks about in Shar Bechina. We only turn our eyes heavenward when something doesn't go according to the plan, the way we anticipate the plan to be. But when things are fine, well, that's where you're supposed to be. Accustoming oneself to recognizing, to being sensitive to the good that Hashem does us, And I'm not saying that people don't undergo also nisyonos and yisurim in difficult times. But there is good also. There's much good. Being sensitive to that sense of hodah really requires looking at the world through the lens of the Torah. When a person looks at the world and lives the world through the lens of the Torah, and that's primarily the Torah Shebaal Peh, because the Torah Shebichsav really doesn't fill out our world entirely. Our world is so colored in all different shades and hues by the Torah Shebaal Peh. It's only when a person, as it were, begins to look at the world through the lens of the Torah does he become sensitive b'chlal to Hashem's hashkocha, be cognizant of the chasadim that he does. In that sense, to be able to accomplish that which the pasuk said, ki chamas ha'adam todeka sheris chemos tachgor. So I don't think these really are two different topics here. I think they blend together with one another. Both the concept of the primacy of Torah Shebaal Peh and how deeply we need it to be able to keep our balance. We need it as our almost as a gyroscope as we travel through Olam Hazeh with all of the influences and all of the different ups and downs and the newspaper screaming this and the radio screaming that and this one giving his interpretation and the next one giving the next interpretation. And we forget that Hashem is guiding the world. Only when a person, as it were, has complete commitment, only when a person, as it were, struggles, tries his best to keep his mind and his words, his actions in sync with Torah Shebaal Peh, is he sufficiently sensitive to recognize, to appreciate the chasadim that come his way. What he is, when he is cognizant of those chasadim. And again, I think a major factor to making him cognizant and sensitive to them is that he lives within a God-centric universe whose parameters are defined by Torah. Then it's an easier task to fulfill. Ki chamas adam todeka she'eris chemos tachgor. Okay, lichtige Chanukah, bright Chanukah for all of us and all of Klal Yisrael.